My veals! I can't feel my veals!
Is that something I should recognize?
Yeah, no, it's from Rocky Horror.
Okay. Oh, right. Yep. I had to rewind and play. I got it now.
When the professor gets frozen in his wheelchair.
Yeah, it's Dr. Scott.
Yeah. Dr. Scott?
Rocky! Dr. Scott.
Janet?
All right, then. Let me pull the script back up.
Oh, yeah.
Where did you unlock the channel? Oh, look, we got people.
Yeah, look at that. I have no idea who was first. I looked away, and then suddenly it was full. So, it's one of three. Sartat and Urgamash or Blue Wolf? Who knows?
I bet they know.
Probably.
They pay attention to things more than we do.
Now I'm much readier for the show.
All right. Let us progress, then. Greetings, free believers! Welcome to the 424th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig, we got Ian, we got Ray. How's it going?
Good!
Confusingly rage-filled, but I'm working through it.
Wow. Alright.
I don't know. Like, it wasn't a specific incident. My workday was great. My evening with my family was great. I even enjoyed the most recent episode of The Acolyte tonight, but there's something wrong, both inside my soul and inside my head, and I just want blood tonight. I want it so bad. I want to hurt someone like I can't describe. Exactly, that picture of rage is what's happening, but it's not rooted in anything. Like, I need to just let it go and focus on the show. No one has offended me. No one has made a misstep. I didn't disappoint myself. It's really, I can't describe it succinctly enough to make it seem less disturbing and make sense, but it's not as bad as it sounds.
Would killing things in video games, you know, release the rage or just...
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if it would just build or if it would... I do that. I have that thing. You know, sometimes if I get something stuck in my head, I need to listen to it or watch it, but sometimes I listen to or watch it and then I have to watch it like 10 more times because I like it so much. No, I think I'm good. I think I'm ready for a solid show and, I'm excited about these potential new characters.
Sure.
All right. This is running the week of June 12th to the 19th. over in your 7-day 4-star crash. Out of Titans. This week, Ian, you've got Wasp versus Ant-Man and Thanos. Have you Wasped?
I don't think I've Wasped yet, but boy, is it it's the good one, right? Or at least the one that's good for me. The 4-star, I assume. That's how all those crashes work, right?
Yes.
In that case, I'm super solid.
Yeah.
Yep, Janet is going to be good. I will get around to it, unless today happens to be like the day that it shifts to the next one.
No, you got till Monday.
Oh, good. I'll make some time.
Yeah, you've got a champ to a Wasp going on there.
No current results, but I'm very optimistic.
All right. Next week, however, you can plan on running Spider-Woman versus Elektra.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You also have her champ, though, so...
Yeah,
but they both dodge. It makes it annoying.
Yeah, I was going to say...
Yeah, but you just got to get all the black so she can't dodge.
Right.
But by the time I generate, 48 red to do a system shock, she'll have sidestepped unlimited times by then.
No, you should just match all the black and dodge everything yourself.
Yeah, that's a way to go at it. No, I'll be successful in both of those. I just... That one's going to be a tiny bit of a slog.
Yeah, that one you might actually have to do work. I did both Ant-Man and Thanos back-to-back, and yeah, it was no problem.
Yep, same. In Story World, the Infinite Pursuit is running, Sentry, Infamous Doom, some Phi Lavelle there. Placement is Angela and Lumbercap. That's held up by Fight for Your Right to Wakanda. Beast, Angela, Cap. Placement is new character we'll talk about later, and some Adam Warlock. PvP right now is Red Rain, which gets you Omega Red, Infamous Doom. Placement in there is Marika and some Doctor Strange. So let's go to the news. There's this new character. Let's talk about them.
Yeah.
I had no idea who this was. I had to look them up. Darnell Wade, Dark Veil.
Oh.
I still don't know who it is.
No. It's I only kind of believe you.
4-star, which has a affiliation of Dark Force. Does anyone else have the affiliation of Dark Force? Is that new?
I don't recognize that at
or,
all.
Or is does Cloak get Dark Force? That'd be the only other person I could think of who might get, you know, Dark Force. Anywho, let's take a look at this. Yellow Power, Create Light in the World. That's a fancy title. Six yellow. If one does not exist, create a fortified five-turn Creating Light repeater tile that burst heals Dark Veil's teammates for 509 health and grants two random AP for each teammate from amongst each of their strongest colors. Otherwise, fortify and activate the Creating Light repeater tile. Passive, whenever an ally returns from being away, reduce the timer on the Creating Light repeaters by two turns. If all of Dark Veil's teammates are down or away, this ability becomes solo act. Oh, Ian, it's a power that turns itself into something else.
Nice. Those are my faves.
We're doomed. All right, let's look at the first half of this before it changes. Looks like as you go up in level, the repeating tile becomes shorter, and the burst heal goes up, and you're gaining 4 AP instead of 2. All right, what does solo act do? 6 yellow. If one does not exist, create a fortified 4-turn creating light repeater tile. Otherwise, fortify and activate it. Passive. The creating light repeater tile becomes a 4-turn repeater and now burst heals Dark Veil for 482 and deals 482 damage. When Dark Veil returns from away, reduce its timer by 2 turns. If any of Dark Veil's teammates are not down or away, the creating light repeater tile becomes a 5-turn repeater and this ability becomes Create Light in the World. Good lord. Let's see, as you're going up in level, that repeater is going down to a 2-turn, but the burst healing is going up. Wow, I didn't really follow any of that. Okay. Purple power, Throwing Shade, which is a cost of 5. Select a non-airborne, non-stunned ally to send away for 1 turn. When they return, deal 2,700% of their average match damage, up to 1,186 ignoring projectiles. Okay, so there's a cap. I was going to say, because otherwise I'm just sending Shang-Chi away all the time. Let him come back and punch something in the face.
Right.
Passive, once per turn, if the ally in front would take over 611 damage, spend 3 team-up AP to reduce it by 30% and send the target away for 1 turn. That's an interesting way to drain team-up AP. All right. As you're going up at level 5, you're dealing 9,000% damage.
Wow.
But the max of that being at max level 16,287 damage. But you're reducing damage by 100%, but getting sent away for 3 turns. Huh, interesting. The blue power, Master of Ceremonies for 7 blue. Dark Veil goes away for 1 turn. When she returns, burst heal for 296, then create a strength tile with strength 28 for every 3 purple AP, a protect tile with strength 28 for every 3 yellow AP, and reduce the timer on the creating light repeater by 1 turn. Passively, at the start of the battle, whenever Dark Veil returns from away, gain 3 yellow AP. Going up in level just increases all the numbers for the health, the strike tile, and the protect tile. So, if all your people are away, you'd just lose, right?
It certainly seems that way, yeah. Well, yes, in general.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. That a guy that people like for that very reason. I don't remember which one he Kang? Is. He's, let's say Kang?
Kang, yeah.
Sure.
So doesn't it seem bad if you send your teammates away and then one of your powers kicks in and you go away?
Right.
That doesn't seem good.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Or is that a Kang power that says if all your people are away, you lose?
Unknown.
Oh, maybe. I see what you're saying.
Sometimes you just got to risk it for the biscuit, Greg.
I suppose you do. So it talks about activating these tiles. So I guess it gets you the burst heal and AP. Boy, I'm going to have to play this to see how this works out. That's so many words.
Yeah. Well, a lot going on. I got nothing.
Yeah. All right. Well, I had never, like I said, never heard of this person. I had to look them up on the interwebs. But apparently Darnell is a drag queen mutant. So
sweet.
Release events. As we said, there will be covers and shards and Fight for Wakanda. The Welcome to Shields running from the 16th to the 21st, and there will be some stuff in Hearts of Darkness after that. And it looks like their versus is called Runaway Star. Covers and shards plus recruit token for shield offer and progression. The offer in the 80 item vault is 1 Dark Veil, 1 Polaris, 1 random 4-star in there. So there you go. So they like teleport people, so that I guess gets into that glam port clue from last time.
Well, I get the glam. Yep. Except, I don't really get the glam because I don't understand the bandolier of little pockets.
Yeah, that's like the set of pouches that like Cable has, right? That's the, what's his name? The one artist in the 80s or who made everybody have pouches?
Oh, I don't know. Is that a thing? Okay.
Yeah. Liefeld. Yes, thank you, Samurai. Yeah, I'm there was you, a while Ray. There were
that does every, not sound familiar to me.
Yeah, there was a period there where every character in Marvel suddenly had pouches.
Interesting.
No, I don't know why you wear them around your neck. That seems like a bad place to wear your pouches.
Yeah, it does.
But she also has you know waist pouches going there too. So
yeah, just really not that many. But yeah. However,
And it appears. Oh, I did mention. Apparently, there is no feeding going on here. Neither a 3-star feeds this person, nor do they feed anyone above that. So I guess those are probably coming later. I'm assuming with more Dark Force people. Really gonna have to look up and see how many people have Dark Force powers, but
I heard it's a lot.
Yeah, well, it could be. Because I don't know. Because what do I know?
Yeah, I don't know. I glance occasionally.
Yeah. All right, well, there you go. That's the new character. That's what I got for news. What do you guys have in news?
That's a lot of character.
We got to meet Samurai.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Hanging out with Samurai
person.
Was...
In person type. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yep. We took an exciting train-themed adventure through some pastures in Lancaster. Saw some... cannons that had been modified to shoot apples.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, I guess that was before you got on. I asked if you went past the weirdo country themed amusement park thing.
Well, that's yes and yes. I mean, I wouldn't call it an amusement park theme, yeah. But it was definitely a farm that was turned into a family farm. So it had activities like a slide and an apple cannon instead of a pumpkin cannon. But like, what we were probably 5 minutes down the road from Dutch Wonderland, which Ray had never encountered until this adventure.
This is true.
Yeah, I've never been there. I've driven by the sign.
Yeah, so have I.
Yeah.
I'll go there this year. I'll tell you guys all about it.
All right.
But yeah, we went to the Lancaster Brewing Company, had some lovely beverages, a nice meal. The train place had not one, but two Thomas the Tank engines.
Oh.
Because you can never get enough Thomas the Tank engines. Yeah, it was good.
Did you get the open air car, the big fancy...
We did. The weather was...
Oh, it was good?
Perfect. The weather was unbelievably good. I'm like, my memory of the weather was probably not even as good as it really was. I mean, it was a great day to take the open air car. And it was cool. Except for the what do you call ticket checking guy who walks up and down the train? Does that have a name?
I'm sure it does.
The conductor?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I thought the conductor drove the train. Or made the orchestra go? I don't know.
No, that's the engineer drives the train.
Oh, okay. So, conductor thought it was hilarious to pass you on the right and tap you on your left shoulder.
Oh.
Hilarious. Yeah. So funny, he did it twice to everybody.
Yep.
I could have definitely lived without that. Everything else, super dope.
And really, what's the point of that? What, are they going to stop the train and throw you off right there in the middle of the fields? No, they're not.
What's that? For what? Tapping you on the shoulder? I just thought he thought it was funny.
For checking tickets.
For checking tickets. Oh, it's too late. You've already left.
Right. And then they make sure you pay when you get back.
Yeah. Okay.
No, they're not going to Indiana Jones you off the train.
The time I rode that train, I think we were in like, you know, the presidential car or something. We had like rocker recliners.
Wow.
Like a swivel. Like swivel recliners. I considered taking,
you know, the first classer, but it was too nice. To not be outside. But yeah, in fairness, all four of us made that joke immediately upon seeing the conductor when he asked for tickets. We all looked at each other and pointed out the window, went, no ticket. Yeah, there was nothing but Indiana Jones jokes at that moment. So that was perfect. Yeah, it was great. I think that was, that's some news.
All right, then. Let's famous.
Cool.
This week, then, on It's Always Sunny, a monkey's right to chop.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about Hitmonkey EDI suit. He is a 5-star character. His monkey suit costs 6 purple AP. Create 3 2-turn invisibility countdown tiles. All but one is a decoy tile, which deals 738 damage if it is matched by an enemy. If Hitmonkey makes a match or uses an ability while invisible, he deals 2,215 damage to the target and becomes visible. Otherwise, when the countdown tile expires, Hitmonkey deals 399 damage to the enemy team and becomes visible. I believe that damage scales up to, looks like, 2968 for the match damage, 8903 for the coming out of invisibility damage, or 1602 to the enemy team. It also has a passive component where whenever Hitmonkey becomes visible, convert all his invisibility tiles to basic tiles. It's a passive, made me think something was going to happen, and then it really did. Yeah. So actually, at max level, he's also making 6 invisibility. Uh-oh, what's this? Why is there... Oh, that. Oh, Jesus. I thought there was like a change, and I was like, no, I'm not prepared. Anyway, he's creating 6 invisibility tiles, so 5 of which are decoys. The decoys deal 5,105 damage. He deals 15,313 target damage, or 6,056 AoE. Monkey business. 7 red AP. He deals 3,234 damage to the target. Enemies downed by this damage cannot return from downed through their own abilities. Passive. Hitmonkey's a professional. He's got a code. He deals 10% increased damage to villains, and any damage he deals to villains automatically downs them if they have less than 15% health. So, this, of course, scales up to 23,526 damage to the target, 35% increased damage to villains.
And I have used that before. You know, when you fight like the Hulks and things, you can just like slice with the sword and down they go.
They can't get back up.
Yeah.
That's nice. Ow, ow, that stings. 7 black AP. Oh no! It's my favorite type of ability. It does a bunch of things. let's see. Create a 3-turn black Bryce countdown tile. And the ability becomes, I'm back, baby! There's a passive component to this first half that says, oh, this I remember this. At the beginning of the player's turn, Bryce converts the color of a random tile in the enemy's strongest color to red or purple. Supernatural enemies deal 10% less damage to Hitmonkey. That scales up to 25% less damage to Hitmonkey. And it's a 4-turn countdown tile. I'm back, baby! It's passive. Bryce distracts the target, causing them to deal 15% less damage at the beginning of the enemy's turn. Bryce deals 487 damage to the target. This destroys 2 AP in their strongest color and swaps the position of 3 random pairs of tiles on the board. If there is no longer a Bryce tile on the board, this ability becomes... Ow, ow, that stings. All right. Let's see how this scales. That scales up to... Bryce deals 2,312 damage to the target. Swaps the position of 4 random pairs of tiles on the board. Okay, that's it. We have made it to the end. And,
So I'm distracted. I mean, which one of his powers does the purple and red thing? Doesn't he change?
Was that Ow Ow That Stings?
Okay.
Yeah. Ow Ow That Stings. Where it switches a color to red or purple. Yes. Yeah, I didn't... I heard that, and I think you have a plan for it, but if he is not a 5-5-3, like, this is where I can feel my confidence building. That last power seemed less awesome than the other two powers. Not that the other two powers were knocking my socks off, but they were okay.
I mean, I used him to make red and purple for Shang-Chi to then use.
Hmm. Okay. Well, there you go. See?
However...
My game doesn't have any strategy. I understand direct damage and healing, and that is right. It.
However, I would point out that... while that is incredibly useful with Shang-Chi, yeah, 5-5-3 is the correct build. Absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah, the sword attack is nice when you need it, but, you know, it's kind of, you know, niche. The invisibility seems to always go away, like, the you know, the same turn you put it out there.
Yeah, I was going to say, but you find that they discover the non-decoy very quickly?
Well, you go invisible, but it blows up as soon as you, like, do something.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. And so, then he does that targeted damage instead of his...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So usually you go invisible and then you make a match. And if there's any kind of... if he's got the strongest in any color or whatever, it immediately goes off. So...
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, again, I think that is more... It feels more thematic than it is, you know, game functional. I mean, he's an assassin. His job is to... disappear long enough to reappear and do as much damage as possible. He's not trying to hide out the whole match like like Xavier or Legion.
Right.
Yep.
There you have it. That is what, you know, five-star Hitmonkey IDE suit is all about. That's what Senni and Xandar.
All right, let's move on to acting. Thank you. Ian, who you got?
This week, we are talking about Jason Statham, the Guy Ritchie prodigy that I enjoy, and then he became an action hero. All right, Ray, will you lead us in the final curtain of this segment?
Sure. So, yeah, I thought Jason Statham, this was going to be a relatively easy one. I was wrong.
Nice.
Turns out, like, I looked at several different characters that I wanted him to be in the MCU, and his personality just didn't fit any of them. So, I mean, I'm just going to, since it's our last one, my first thought is he should be an older Danny Rand. He should do, like, an Iron Fist. He's got all the, you know, fighting capability.
I didn't see that coming at all.
Yeah, I bet you didn't.
I did not. I'm flummoxed.
But, the personality thing, it just wouldn't work. It wasn't gonna work. So,
right.
I'm going to fall back to my original thought of, I think he should play Union Jack. He's too British to fit anything else.
Yeah, that's fair. Good old Union Jack. Okay, Craig, hit us with your magnum opus.
You're not going to like it, and I didn't like it, because it's a character that nobody knows. But I am going with...
In Dark Veil?
Well, it's kind of. I'm going to go with Gray Malkin.
Huh?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Good job, Craig.
Did you go with Gray Malkin?
No, you just made that person up.
Oh.
I'm super Gray confused Malkin. If Ian knew who this person was.
Well, is a pre-revolutionary American who got, you know, buried in the dirt by his dad and stayed underground for 200 years before he was unearthed in the modern era. All of his powers come from being powered by being in the dark. Invisible light, he can't do anything except be a normal person. But is there any way for me to copy this image? No, it doesn't look like it.
You're saying this is in Marvel somewhere.
Yes, he's in X-Men. Yeah.
Huh. All right.
there's some Gray Malkin.
Hey.
I picked the same image as Boo.
Yeah. Boo will put the exact same images as
the same image at the exact same moment. It was fantastic. Sweet. I don't hate that. I don't like it, but I certainly don't hate it. Just because I don't know who he is. I don't like feeling ignorant. Makes me feel bad.
Was this person in like one test comic? A long, long time ago?
No. He was on the island and stuff for a while. The Xavier school was actually on Gray Malkin Lane, which is named after his family because he's a in the past ancestor of Charles Xavier, it turns out. So,
huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I did no better than you guys did. But I see, you know, a lot of things opening up in the Marvel Universe. And maybe not in this brand new Wolverine Deadpool movie, but moving forward after this movie, I can tell you that I would like to see Jason Statham as none other than playing the second best juggernaut that's ever been in the MCU.
Oh.
And by MCU, I mean old MCU, because everybody knows that Vinnie Jones is the greatest juggernaut of all time. But I think that Jason Statham would do a better job, and I would like to see him be a little more villainous for once. He's always an action hero. I would like to see him flex his evil side a little bit.
I can agree with that, sure.
And I think, you know, I think with the helmet and his you know, general physically imposing presence, I think he would be, we could CGI him into an excellent Kane Marco. So that's what I got.
I'm the Juggernaut.
That's a cinematic masterpiece right there.
I much prefer Juggernaut will flatten you. I always preferred that one. Alright, this is going to be the end of the acting thank yous, at least for a while. Insert new segment here next week.
You betcha.
Come be surprised. Let's move on then to the mailbag.
Okay.
Willie, what do you got in there?
Quite a bit this week, actually. I think people felt bad that Willie was just, you know, sitting around not doing anything.
Yeah, he's collecting all this pension money, not doing nothing.
So let's start over on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. Samurai started us off reposting Red October 28th's comment from the character announcement thread. So this is the brand new character we just discussed. Red October said, "Target her with 3-star Colossus's fastball special, and you'll throw shade at your enemies."
Oh.
I'll see myself out.
You may. You are excused.
I can definitely see why Samurai grabbed that and reposted it.
Yeah.
Bram Magnus said, I've been meaning to chime in for a few weeks about this, so in interest of Willie's pension, I've been listening to X-Plane the X-Men since day one. They're actually the ones who first recommended Puzzle Quest. So, wow. That's cool. I could always tell Craig listened, too, because every joke he had about the X-Men was lifted from them.
Oh, yeah. I'm a blatant stealer.
I didn't know that they were divorced until after the fact. Their podcast took a break, and then they came back. I don't know. It says, I don't think things got weird at all. They were self-proclaimed ex-bros for life. So, Craig, pick up where you left off. It's a great show. You'll also get some new material. Gambit's metal boots only have so much mileage.
You know, I don't know why it just kind of quit showing up on my podcast app. I'm not really sure why it stopped.
Yeah. Well, apparently there was a break, but also Bram Magnus said, I picked up Midnight Suns for free tonight. Thanks, Ian.
Hey, you're welcome. As did I. I got to remember to play it now someday.
Yeah, I even installed it.
Ooh,
like, wow. Not only did it go into my library, I actually told it to go ahead.
Yeah, clicked install immediately in the hopes that that would help be an impetus for me playing, but I don't want to divide my attention right now. I'm really, my Hogwarts Legacy is momentum. I can feel
Ooh.
It.
Ooh,
nice.
Have you gotten to fly yet? Have you gotten to Quidditch Broom?
Yeah, that's pretty early on.
Are you able?
I mean, I'm still pretty early in the game, but.
Because I had a hard time flying on my PC.
Oh, yeah, it's hard flying on the Switch as well.
Man, you have to do there's the one quest where you got to, like, run through, like, a fast course or something with some chick in the Quidditch field. I don't remember her name.
Yeah. And you have to, like, tag balloons supposed to, like, or something?
Yeah, you're supposed to, like, beat her time to be, like...
Oh, yeah, you got to outrace her? No, I just skipped that. I'm not even doing that.
I'm terrible at that. I was like, yeah. I cannot do this.
Yeah, I also have trouble controlling the broom in an effective way.
Yeah.
There's lots of things where I have to challenge people, and I've gotten that... good handle on my dueling, on yeah. my, there's some sort of thing where you have to have, it's like a reverse bocce with Accio. You pull a ball towards you, and you have to stop pulling it towards you, and you have to roll it in. It's like shuffleboard, essentially, for wizards.
Mm-hmm.
That's a game that I'm good at, and yeah. Anyway, it's a great game. Even on the Switch, it's still pretty satisfying. Unless you like gaming, then play it on the PC. Seriously, I'm lazy, and I like to sit on my couch and just have fun. But if you get frustrated by the fact that every door that you open is a 10-minute loading screen, don't get it on the Switch.
Oh.
It's too big of a game to play on the Switch.
Yeah,
I'm exaggerating a little bit. It's not that frustrating, but it's noticeable.
Hmm. Okay. I never finished that game. I should really get back to it some point.
Yeah,
speaking of which, I'm going to get back to the comments.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Your
Stink Palm said, listening to you guys on my flight to Munich. Okay.
All right.
Says, I thought Havoc was the obvious but correct answer. Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
Max champed 2 North Stars. I don't know. Okay. Well, he says he's now 475.
Recently reworked North
yes.
Star.
He's now a level 475 and can sustain with Dr. Thor and Shang-Chi. Is vastly underrated.
Huh.
Okay. I mean, he knows what he's talking about, but...
I mean, I obviously haven't used him since his rework, but before he was is not good.
Yeah.
So.
Not good at all.
I believe you.
Well.
But, like, he ascended him to 5-star and pairs him with Shang-Chi and Dr. Thor?
He said he max champed 2 North Stars and is at 475. Does that make, yeah, so that would make him a, he would have to be a 5-star at that point to get 475.
Yeah, that's what he ascended up, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting. I'm nowhere near that.
I both want to be, like, good for you. Honestly, and good for you sarcastically. I'm right in the middle. But I secretly love Stink Palm, so I'm leaning towards good for you genuinely.
What else did he say? He said, to be honest, I'm surprised you guys didn't discuss Hitmonkey getting a second season. I only recently started it. to be honest, I forgot it was a show, let alone didn't know that it was the second season.
Oh, I didn't know the second season was out.
Right, I was going to say, I thought I led with, I watched one episode and I forgot about it.
Oh, were you talking about the second season or just the show in general?
No, okay. I watched season one, episode one, and I was like, ooh, I love Jason Sudeikis. And I was like, that was a cool cartoon. And then I was like, I never got back to it. It's not any fault of the show, but I'm glad there are two seasons. If it turns out to be compelling, I hope there are three. Maybe someday I'll get to it.
He also commented that Ian is right on something else. The Gentleman is excellent. I don't put it above Lock, Stock, or Snatch, but it is class. No. You are correct.
Yeah.
That is absolute.
That's a very good assessment. I agree fully. The series and the movie.
Let's see. Samurai then came back and said, looks like Craig has a new game to leave idling so that Steam thinks that he is playing. Let me copy this link and
which game is that?
It over here in the Discord.
Is it Civ? It's always Civ.
Oh, Civ 7.
Civ 7.
Oh, right.
Because
is that coming out soon?
Anyone?
In next year, yes.
Anyone who is friends with Craig on Steam would know he's always playing Civ.
Always.
Always. I just don't shut it down. When I'm done, I just leave it run and then I come back to it later.
And finally, moving over to the D3 forums, T. Dager author said, my gut says that Glamport is a reference to another Deep X cut. He went with Lila Cheney.
Oh.
She teleports over massive distances and is also a rock star. Dazzler is even played in her band from time to time, so Craig would be happy.
That's true. Yeah.
Or, alternatively, it could be a reference to the glamorous airport, which instantly makes me think of Charles de Gaulle Airport in France. It's just too easy.
Yeah. But it was good. I like that.
I was. I enjoyed that. Yeah, so there you go. That was what was in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. I mean, it's not in Steam, but I did, you know, pre-order my Diablo 4 expansion. You know.
Ooh, what's being added?
That is a lot.
New class, which they claim is new, but initially looks to me to just be the Witch Doctor.
Oh, okay.
From Diablo 3, but they claim it's all new. All new, never seen before, all new. Mm-hmm. And there's a new area to explore in the jungles of Kurast.
Ooh, is Blackpink in that area?
I don't think they are, no.
All right, I'm out.
All right, let's move on. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
Pump. Whoa. All right. Let's see what's going down. Uh-oh. Ah.
Do we hit a snag? What's going on?
No.
Saw a couple of people that listened.
I glanced over at the Samurai Says segment, and there's nothing there, which means there's some sort of, what do you call it, alliance activity this weekend, which means I'll actually have to try.
Uh-huh.
Gosh darn it.
No, I think boss events.
I had a lot of plans.
Boss events next week, I think.
I did.
Oh.
I didn't think it was this week, but I... Mm-hmm.
Well, then again, maybe there was just no communication from the devs to Mr. UNC Samurai. In the meantime, let me glaze over some of these people who I don't know and just tell you about Deadpool and Punisher. Deadpool, 3-star, is boosted. His small, non-lethal whales will do more damage. And I think his black does some healing, and is red. So it just has to be the whales. Whales is it. Punisher, little extra red damage. Green and black may also do some damage as well. Now, we've got Ghost Rider, 4-star. Not so recently reworked. More AoE out of his green, along with bigger attack tiles. His Hellfire does some extra damage, plus more if the target is a villain. And again, a bigger attack tile. Hulkling. Oh, Hulkling. What are you up to? Oh, you've got multiple powers. As we know, my favorite. Let's see. His good communication skills do more AoE. No change to the King's Decree. And then the metamorphic adaptations can do bigger burst healing with red, bigger burst healing with yellow, along with more retribution damage, and a stronger attack tile, and more healing with aerial annoyance.
So, pause you for a second. So, in that graphic, that appears to be Miles on that graphic, right? Miles Morales?
With a little baby Hulk in front of him?
Yeah. So, yeah. I just saw a thing today that apparently now Marvel has made Miles a vampire.
Oh.
Either the latest or the next upcoming issue of Miles Morales.
Okay.
Yeah, I just thought that was weird.
I did not know that. I'll have to, I'm glad that he's, you know, being featured.
Oh, he's super popular right now. He's got a big book going.
Nice. Good for him. I like that. Are you good?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Namora. More red damage, more green AoE, and her trap tiles from her purple will do more damage. Reptile. More damage and a bigger strike tile from his red. No changes to his green and a bigger protect tile from his yellow. And it looks like good old Wiccan. Let's see. He can heal himself for more with the magical barrier, and his chain lightning does more damage. All right, 5-star. Well, the very recently popular Havoc. He's doing more red damage, more green AoE, and he deals more damage or AoE when converting his AP with his blue. Heimdall is boosted this cycle, and what's he doing? He is more self-healing, and his red is dealing more damage, plus extra damage per fortified color. Then we have Iceman. Let's see. He can prevent more damage with his yellow. Looks like more repeater damage with his green, and no changes to his blue. And Gwenom is boosted this week. More black damage and more base damage with her drum duo. Samurai is leaving a 5-star review for the Lancaster Brewing Company next time he is in Lancaster. He's been told that in September, one of their beverages is a shoe fly pie porter, which I'm with him. That sounds very appealing. I would recommend that as well.
I worry that it would be like gross sweet like that Hershey porter.
See, I didn't think that was too sweet.
Oh, way too sweet.
Mm-mm. But again, mine was skewed. I was, you know, all my senses has been dulled before I got there. And I was tired and hungry and thirsty. And I had like 5. So like by the 5th one, it was the perfect mix of porter. And because that first one, fresh out of the tap, we were down in Hershey. And I mean, it was super chocolate forward, but it all settled out. I was
I couldn't even finish one. I pushed it away before I finished the glass.
Oh, I can't wait to have another one. But yeah, I mean, I was beat up before that. Ray took me to a concert. My goodness. It was like someone put me in a small room and tossed in a flashbang and then punched me in the stomach. I have never been rocked as hard as I was at that concert. They rocked my socks off times 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, Slayer is not to be trifled with. You don't go to a Slayer concert lightly. You need to know what you're getting into, and it's a lot. I saw Ministry and Remnants of Pantera and Primus right before them, and they all seemed like soft rock compared to Slayer.
True story.
But it was an awesome time. Right. But anyway, that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. All right, give me some cold, refreshing pop, pop.
Pop, pop! Pop, pop! So, this week, let's talk about a little music. Let's talk about the new hotness in the K-pop world that has apparently spread to the PUBG world as well. And that is none other than NewJeans.
Boy, have they.
They're a 5-piece, which I love, but it seems... At least with, I don't know if it's all K-pop, but at least what I've explored, you can get like 3 flavors of K-pop. You can get edgy and varied. You can get middle of the road, or you can get bubblegum. And these guys seem to deliver only bubblegum. And while they are fine, that's simply not for me. I believe they kind of blew up. They had done a track for this alleged live-action Powerpuff Girls movie that's coming out someday.
Oh, is that still coming?
I don't know about that. It could have gotten buried, but they had already written, you know, a song for it. I think, what do we put Super Shy in for the kids these days? Yeah. So give it a listen, and by all means, as always, draw your own conclusions. These young ladies seem very talented. They just don't strike a chord for me.
Are they too shy-dy-shy, hush-hush?
Hush-hush, I-do-I?
I-do-I, yeah.
No, no, not that good.
Okay.
That song I like.
By the way, their takeover in PUBG just came today, and it is astounding. There is there were several different things. There was a stage that they put in the lobby, like a tractor trailer. And if you go and interact with it, it unfolds into a stage that then if you climb up on and do one of their, you can buy their dance moves. And you go up there and do a dance move. The video for that dance plays on the stage. The actual music video plays in game.
I don't have the answers, Ray. There's just something about the, all right, what goes on here? Well, I've been dropped into an arena with 100 other people that want to kill me. What should I do? Let's go watch New Jeans. No.
But I mean, you know, it's made in Korea. What do you want?
Yeah, I'm not here to. It just seems bizarre.
As you murder all these strangers, you need to take a break and just be a little super shy.
I don't mind it at all. Honestly, if I had gotten into PUBG as Ray and I had hoped that I would, and I did not, I would have absolutely shelled out $40 for that Blackpink costumes.
By the way, the costumes, I'm not really sure. I didn't look at the story about the costumes, but if you want the dances, there's two sets of dances with two dances in each one. They each cost $20. So if you want four dances, it's $40.
That's a lot of dances.
Yeah, it really
kids
is.
Are really into the dances these days.
They are. I've seen the dance.
What's up with that?
I've seen the kids up on stage dancing on in game multiple times.
Yeah. Yeah, ever since Owen started playing Fortnite, he's got a whole array of new moves when he hits the dance floor, and it is weird. But I like it because he's incorporating everything. Like, he's not just like shaking in a weird way. He's got hips and arms and legs, and they're moving in unison. And I'm like, oh, all right, well, if that's the only good takeaway from this game, I'm for it. But yeah, so anyway, that's what New Jeans is up to. Let's talk about a brand new beverage that I tried for the first time today. This is brought to you by none other than Puzzle Warrior legend UNC Samurai. Got me a bottle of Sioux City Prickly Pear Soda from the fine folks. Yeah. I can't believe you made that noise, Craig, because you are completely correct, and I didn't expect that at all. It was wonderful.
Well, I mean, generally, Sioux City generally makes things that I like, so.
They do. This Prickly Pear Soda it smells great, it's fruity, it's sweet, but it's not too sweet. It's Prickly Pear Soda almost tastes like if you cut guava with rhubarb. If you took all the cloying sweetness out of guava and were just left with some like nice mauve magenta effervescence in a glass, I'm going to pursue it after this actively. It's not just a novelty soda. It is something I could drink anytime. I've always known that I've loved Sioux City Sarsaparilla, and I don't know why I was, you know, haven't branched out into all of their beverages, but yeah, they're two for two in my book. Absolute banger of a soda, Prickly Pear Sioux City. I highly recommend it. I did not save one for anybody, but if I acquire more, I will share them with you guys as soon as I can.
I can't say I've ever had, you know, prickly pears, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's been a while since I have ever had a prickly pear. I think you have to go out west to get them. I'm sure they probably live in a grocery store somewhere, but, you know, they're much more available in the New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, Utah zone.
Right. Okie doke. Good deal.
Yeah. So, yeah, thanks as always to Magnify.
And you got Steam open.
Yeah, I really tried, but it's going a little slower than usual.
Uh-oh.
I got a lot. Oh, and things that I participated in. Now I got to claim all these prizes. So, yeah, I'm most of the way there.
Unfortunately, the pop-up went a lot faster than I expected. So I'm still a little preoccupied myself.
That's okay. I got a 5-star for the first time in quite some time.
Ooh.
Aunt May Golden Oldie Cake Quest.
Great.
Wonder if I have any. See if I have room for that. Oh, I already have her. Great. That takes her to a 2-1-1. I only have one person dying on the vine at the moment.
Phrase busy. I'm going to open like 10 of these things.
Yeah, do it, Doug.
X-Force, Wolverine, Caroliner, Rambo, King of Wakanda, Dr. Gobong.
Yeah.
Bishop. Legion. There's a purple. Jubilee Phoenix Fourth. Well, it's back to back purples. Vi Lavelle, Stronger Together. And Emma Frost. So two purples.
Nice. And that was just about perfect timing. I finished my match.
My Vi Lavelle is 3-2-2. Jujubee's is 2-0-1.
Yeah, my Jubilee got a whole lot of cover. With the feeder update, was that why I have so many covers on Jubilee?
Mm-hmm.
That seems logical.
She's already at a 3-3-5 for me. All right, well, I'm only doing one because I champed May, Aunt May last week. Simple four-star for Black Knight, Dane from Above. That's it. That's all I'm doing.
Okie dokes. Nice. Thanks to the OG. This guy. Ian, what's on the podcast now?
I've already forgotten. Hold on. I'm so sorry. I'm being very unprofessional. I am back. This is the soon-to-be-named network. It is a network of podcasts that we are a part of. You can find us all at soontobenamednetwork.com for a link to all of our shows. Soon to be named network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order then this week?
Yeah, who makes protect? Who makes repeater tiles efficiently?
The new character?
Nope. Try again.
You're getting lots of suggestions in the chat.
Ooh, yeah, they're coming. There's a lot of magics. Which magic? Aren't there like all the magics? 5-star magic. Curses! All right. Are there any 3- or 4-star characters that make repeater tiles? I see Gore. I might have a Gore. It's unlikely. But, sorry, I saw something. Ooh, 3 does also. Okay. I have a 3-star magic. All right, cool. I just saw some quests while I was in the game. And, you know, it said to throw down some repeater tiles and it would give me some free stuff. And it said use Carnage and it'll give me some free stuff. And I was like, I could probably do that in one match. And by that, I mean 10 matches. But
I'm trying to think of who I used, and I think Nergamash hit on Kitty was one of them that I used.
Yeah, Android Jim, apparently.
Huh. I don't remember. I know that Kitty was one, but...
Right on. Yeah. Aren't there a lot of hers? Which one?
I think the 5. Sorry.
The original Kitty, yeah.
Okay. Does she have a Phoenix Force version, or I don't remember the 5-star. Is that the original 5-star one that like wins the game? Okay. Or used to win the game, and now she's just a nice regular character?
Yeah, she used to be super awesome. Now she's just good. Yeah.
Nice. No, sir, I don't think I have anything left this evening. How about you?
I got none.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, then. Thanks, everybody, for joining in this week. Comment, suggestions, shoot them at Willie's mailbag. Make sure he's still working for a living. if you want to go to our webpage, click on our Amazon banner. Head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3 or become a Patreon of the show. All those things would be nice. But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, he's the green one from Yo Gamma Gamma. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.